You know what you're missing in your life? More Mona. Listen, get your phone out. My bad, it's already in your hand. Go to Safari, put in moremona.com, and subscribe to my podcast today. Why, may you ask? You get bonus content, exclusive behind-the-scenes content, access to all tour dates and tour tickets first. You get access to our Discord, where we personally chat, me, Tom, Vern, Zach, Dave, Phelps. We in there all day long. I just show my vagina there. Subscribe to moremona.com for $5.99 a month. Is it $6.99? Subscribe to More Mona today for a small $6.99 a month or $59.99 a year. That's $6.99 a month or $59.99 a year. Again, all access to our tour dates, merch first. You get access to exclusive behind-the-scenes content. You get two bonus episodes a month. And you also get a chance to fuck Phelps. Please subscribe today. Thank you. It's almost there. Stay right there. Stay right there. Stay right there.
Don't call me white girl.
That's a real
it's gay folks.
Shit.
Unpopular opinion. Jail's not that bad. Boom. Pop your shit open and grab that nigga by the head and get the. You know what I'm saying?
Something about
them
whispering in my ear, the whole name thing. I like that.
I like a nigga to whisper. What's your cash? That's what's different, and that's why, statistically, number wise, not only do we not get the same amount of riches as them, we do not keep it. Nowhere near how long they'll keep it. And we're back. Welcome to the Don't Call Me White Girl podcast, number white. The number one podcast, about to say number one white cast. Number one podcast in the country of the United States. I'm here, your favorite cousin, Don't Call Me White Girl. And I got my favorite guy to the left of me, Phelps.
What's happening?
You know what? I got a flashback. I got deja vu when I said to the left of me. Because when me, Tom's here, guys. Watch this. Tom! What do you know? But yeah, it gives me a flashback to when me, Tom, and Phelps did BET. We was interviewing people, and it was over and over and over. And I kept saying on every interview, swinging to the left of me, my nigga Tom. I probably said, it's your girl, 173 times. That repetitive life is not for me. Like, that sucked. I don't know why.
The button, the push the button.
Oh, my God. I was, like, on repeat. And I probably was stoned. I didn't know what the fuck was going on. I'm just saying shit. I'm literally talking to a guy during the BET Awards, and he's on one of my favorite shows ever. And I don't realize mid-interview. And then I'm like, oh, my fucking God, you are so talented. I really like your stuff.
She woke up mid-interview. I've the whole time trying to
I was like, oh, my God, you were on my favorite show.
You was autopiloting me. I'm like, this the bull from such
I was like, yeah, sit down. Because I didn't get any interviews that I wanted, per se. Like, the one people I wanted, it was hard to get them.
We got I ain't going to do that.
You know what I mean? Oh, no, you won't. Shout out to BET. They treat me amazing. I love that company.
No.
I'm for BET. I feel like the B in BET stands for big butt, and that's me.
Big
butt. Right? Because what else would be BET? Like, there's nothing fits my name.
I heard
name,
they bring
so
comedy back. They might as well
That'd be amazeballs.
Bring Uncut back, too.
Whoa. It's daytime, brother. Me and Phelps had a great night. We actually went to go see Beanie Siegel.
Crazy.
It was amazeballs. Tom almost ruined it for me.
You gonna show them your, what you got on?
Of
they can't
course
see
I am. Thanks for asking. Well, one of my cousins came to a meet and greet. His name is Carl. Make sure I get this correct. His nickname is number one, West Lito, with no T, WESLITO. But he was just saying how I inspired him to start a business. And when me telling him, like, yo, telling y'all, get up off your couch. Only difference between me and you is I'm actually trying. Just give it a try. Even Beyonce is scared.
Definitely.
That I, you know, encouraged him, influenced him to start a business. But he actually happens to have some good shit. Because he made me this for the Beanie Siegel show. Okay? This is like a sweatshirt, but this is like almost a hold rug up. Material. Stop. Look at him. It looks just like Beanie Siegel because it is. And that's a rug. And it's so warm, so soft, so comfortable. And listen, for all my hood niggas, you know how important your block is to you. I have his block on my back. Give me 1 second. Oh, wait. They take all my pictures like this. So you can see this ass. Anyway, but this is such a great sweatshirt, and it looks so cute. And my outfit was perfect, and Tom left the sweater home. So everybody that saw me at Beanie Sigel show with a white, long, oversized, look like a dress or my husband's dress shirt, I am not a nun. Tom just forgot my shirt, so I was down there half dressed. Thank you. I still look good. Gary had me right with my flips. And my makeup. And it was a ball. I would have went in slippers and pajamas. This is the best show I've ever seen in my life.
That show was crazy.
He looked amazeballs, first off.
When I'm looking at your sweatshirt, it's funny because we was talking about it off camera. Like, well, I could say it now. He was kind of like, the Jumbotron, the old images of him being like a little fat. And
yeah,
you feel me? Then when he was on stage, he looked real healthy. And like, yeah. You know what I'm saying?
I feel like I'm Don't Call Me White Girl. And this show is sponsored by BetterHelp. Let me ask y'all this. What's the first thing you would do if you had an extra hour in your day? Would you take a nap, hang out with a friend, or do some exercising? I ask that because a lot of us spend our lives wishing we had more time. I tell y'all all the time how therapy has helped me with identifying ways to find healthy support, giving me greater confidence in my abilities, and more importantly, encouraging self-acceptance. So if you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and even switch therapists at any time for no additional charge. Learn to make time for what makes you happy with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/DCMWG today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp. HELP.com/DCMWG. It was such a great show because he turned 50. Beanie is a street nigga. Like, Beanie Sigel is like, came from that era where rap was tough, but he was actually
50.
He was actually a tough guy. Like, a lot of these rappers, you know, they kick certain shit and they act like, but they don't really be on it. But this is the era where, you know, Jay-Z stabs Un. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Nigga bootleg his album. He run in his office, poke this nigga up. Like, that's real Brooklyn shit. That's rap. That's hip-hop in the 90s. You feel me? Beanie Sigel comes on the very, very end of the 90s out of nowhere. Before that, it was like a little buzz in the city with the major figures, but then it kind of went away. And then it was like this dude that's supposed to be so super tough. And I remember all Beanie Sigel original Max mixtapes, he will always do this whole I'm not a rapper thing. Like, I'm not a rapper, stop asking me. I don't know who. You feel me? He got verses where he say, I don't know Jigga. Mm-hmm. Right? And that he gave off this, like, I ain't even tried. This just was for me kind of vibe. You know what I mean? And I relate to that. But I love him. I was walking down Germantown Avenue, and I heard him say something about putting a wire hanger in somebody's ass. And I was intrigued. And I stopped and asked the man that was in front of the store. That's back in the day in Philadelphia. You from North Philly. We shopped on the avenues back when the avenue had everything. You didn't go nowhere else but the avenue. That was our Target, our Walmart, our pizza place, our Chinese. Everything's on the avenue. I was on Germantown Avenue, Germantown and Erie. Shout out to North Philly. And I hear that through the speakers, and I was like, who is that? And the guy was like, oh, you don't know him? That's Beans from Sigel Street. That was my introduction to him. I've been a fan ever since, like a huge fan. And the thing about it is, if you fucked with Beans since the mixtape era, shit would happen to him. You know what I mean? Like, it wasn't like his life was just, like, perfect. So everybody being real excited. He with Rockefeller. He doing real well, and he dropping heat. Like, the mixtapes are hot, but the albums are hot too, right?
And that's why I was panicking when the show started. He came out to that. I was like, I hope this nigga.
God. It was amazing. He came out to 1,000 bars for all the Beanie Sigel fans. But
I hit him on the phone like, nigga, I hope you
He did. Thought I was out front. He was like, you are so stupid, bitch. I can't believe this. This 1,000 bars is playing right now.
Yeah, he came out to that. That was crazy.
I legit was passed though. Phelps was here. I was here. He didn't even realize I was losing my mind with a random nigga. And we had a ball. I don't know this nigga, but we had a ball. Okay? We turned the section up.
My bad. I didn't mean to cut you.
I'm one of the people that jump up around and rap every word for word. Like, I go for what I know. You might as well give me a fucking mic.
I seen you. I got you.
You know,
on
I can get down. You know, I almost cried in that motherfucker. He looks amazing. What was I saying? See, he interrupts me too, because you're always acting like I'm the only person that interrupts people on this podcast.
That's what was I said, saying? Sorry. It was about beans.
That's not enough. Okay, so he would go through stuff or whatever. So you see him with Rockefeller doing really well. Then something happens to Rockefeller. He catches a Fed case. We bumped heads because we were in the Feds at the same time. And we were on federal parole at the same time. And we talked on the toilet to each other. That's right. He used to talk to a bitch named China from D.C., so I had to play it cool, but I was excited. We bumped into each other at the federal building when we both were on parole. So, yeah, I'm a huge Beanie fan. But, yeah, things were happening. In these last years, it was like he got shot at his house. That bullshit happened at that show. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? It's like you see bad things happening, but it's just been positive. Kanye giving him his props for naming him Yeezy. Mm-hmm. You know, hopefully blessing him like he said he was. And just his health. Like, after that shooting, his voice changed.
And his voice
which had to be
back.
A big deal to him. Because his voice, trust me, when you do stuff like this, your voice is everything. A girl I just was in Baltimore, and the girl says to me, I could hear you. Like, she didn't see me. She heard my voice. This is how we make our bread, mm-hmm. you know. And it just was good to see him looking healthy like that and 50 years old. And in general, no matter who he is, let's say he's not no rapper or nothing, niggas don't make it to 50. Niggas get killed. So it's like the fact that you're standing there alive, motherfucker, we're going to give you a round of applause. But everybody in there felt the same. He looked great. He sounded great. It was a great show. Mm-hmm. Sparks wasn't there. Oskino wasn't there. That was a bummer. Bit of a bummer. So that's that. Shout out to them. And it was amazeballs. I want to kind of rap y'all 3-4 songs, but I guess I'll let you live. You know? And I want to kind of explain how far it went with the fuck up of leaving a shirt. But I'm going to let Tom live. That's going to be the name of this episode. Let him live.
We got a good show, so let's...
It was so good. Like y'all don't get it.
He was like controlling the band and shit.
He had a live band and he's giving this. He's giving this.
Word he was, though. He really was.
That's Beanie Siegel, man. And
that was my first time ever seeing him perform ever.
Oh, really?
I'm young.
He did it. He did Feel It in the Air with the bitch live singing. Feel it in the air. Mm-hmm. She was hitting that shit the whole time. Choir too. Band and a choir.
Yeah.
Be clear. In a bucket hat.
And Young Guru was DJing.
And shout out to Guru. Guru did his motherfucking thing. That's my
drums,
nigga, man.
Yeah.
I bumped into Guru 17 times last December. That's my nigga. Shout out to Guru. Guru's that nigga.
He
Guru.
Didn't tell you that. That's sturdy.
Nah, we honestly, because he's done, he do so much, he tell me what's next.
Mm-hmm,
so it just probably was a time thing, because they had did something at the Queen.
Okay.
Guru from Delaware, if you don't know, all those amazing beats and shit, like Guru's Guru, but he's from Delaware. I got a list of topics here. I really am curious to know, why do y'all think Shannon Sharp is gay? Like, why do they think that, Tom? There's so many remakes of him getting out that truck. All he did was get out of a truck. I don't get it quite here. I don't think Shannon Sharp's gay. He gives white girl, but he don't give gay. He got a nice body. He wear tight clothes, show that motherfucking body. That boy built like a trophy.
What's the difference between Shannon Sharp and like an old Haitian?
Shout out Shannon. I just want to say hello.
And what's the difference though?
Shannon. Did he? He did. Tom, off camera, Tom said... He had 4 hip surgeries. I don't know what's the relevance in that. The man was an athlete. I hate when we talk about sports stuff because I'd be so lost.
Because he got bad posture. That's like the thing.
AKA wasn't even that funny. Let me see. I wanted to address Tom's topic, right? Because Tom Topic say, legit, Drea Michelle pregnant by Houston Rockets Jalen, right? And the only reason why that's funny, because I swear to God, this nigga has put this in the topics. He's going to force me to talk about this.
Oh, you keep skipping over
it?
Because
I ignored it twice. Let me tell you why I ignored it. I don't give a fuck. Drea look good as a motherfucker. That's a badass bitch. That little boy should be happy he got that bad bitch. I don't give a fuck that bitch was 50. And if she grooming them old motherfucking well, sign me up. Find me somebody in the NFL that's fucking 21 so I can fucking wear his little ass out. So, she getting pregnant. Why not? That's what you do when you hit the bag. Get pregnant. Drea's an old hoe. I'm talking about Delilah's. She put your motherfucking claws in you, nigga. You got That's a Philly bitch. Shout out to Drea. Get that little young boy and wear him out. Had that nigga out the house by the time he's 6 months. Show us the way, Drea. And don't forget, your wholeness gets deleted. That's right. Shout out to Delilah's in Philadelphia and every hoe.
Stop.
From this side to the motherfucking Schuylkill, baby. Ding, ding. City girls up one.
Stop.
Or should I say, ching, ching. Nah. You know the first thing I thought about, though? That's the little, Phelps is crying. I told you that shit. Phelps, get it together. Because we're in the beginning. It's your fault, Quartier. Tom. That's the little boy that was humping on that nigga as a joke.
Yeah.
But he was getting humped, or was he the humper? Tom said, and I quote, he was doing the humping. My issue with that video is, because people going to play, God should be, black men should be able to play, even in that way, humping each other. It's totally platonic to hump your bro. But, his stroke, like it was too much of a hit. Like he was getting in that pussy. You know how they digging that pussy. You know that song, they be like digging that pussy. He was digging in the pussy. How old are you? Are we locking eyes? You know how some, you know, like, well, how old are you? Yeah, you know when they digging that pussy. God. It's a hip thing. He was putting hips into that boy. On some platonic shit. You sit with that. You sit with that. Let's just move on. Let's do a nail cam. Nail cam, zoom in, change the subject. I like Dre. I think she's a bad ass bitch. Nobody ain't gonna disagree. Dre is a bad bitch.
I'm knocking it down.
She's a bad bitch.
Defeat crazy, but I'm knocking it down.
You can't.
Nail cam.
There's a press on. Shout out to Ari. That's my nail lady. Nope, none of you bitches will ever take me away from her. Tom put about the potential ban of TikTok. I just read an article about Joe Biden saying if they bring the bill up, he's going to vote for TikTok to go. Why? Why, Tom? Why are they getting rid of TikTok? What did TikTok do? Zach. TikTok is tracking us? So is Facebook. Why? What does it matter? But so what? So is Facebook.
Not your old
yes, Facebook do. That's why they took that man. They took, what is him, Tom? What's the nigga that? Oh, so they stopped. Okay. I'll give you that. Oh, okay. Yeah. Well, there go you fucking niggas' jobs. Because that's it. Niggas going to be losing houses, baby. What? TikTok is Begville. 1, 2, 3, beg. That's all it's about. How you going to beg for the money and which way you going to do it today? I told you I've seen the people with the hangers. They take two hangers and they tell you your fortune.
Yeah, that was crazy.
If the hanger drag this way, you might get cancer. I'm just being real. Oh, okay. Wait, before I go anywhere else. I want to talk about, on the next subscription, I want to talk about a documentary. So I need you to watch it now if you're in a subscription group, if you're a founder, cousin, whatever. Zach, this is your opportunity to put right here, subscription, like illuminated, let it, like, subscription. I'm not done. Subscription, done. Okay? Not too much, just 4 or 5 illuminated bubble letter subscription over the bottom. Maybe more Mona so they can remember. Subscription. But yeah, this to y'all and only y'all. We want to talk about a documentary called The Program. It's a really good doc. Documentary is based on people exposing those kitty jails. I don't know if y'all remember, but the bad baby, Catch Me Outside, how about that bitch? She did Dr. Phil. She was this wild teenager, but she also did some of them kitty jails, and she came out and told how rough they were. Paris Hilton came out and told about a kitty jail that she was in. I mean,
yeah,
it's thing.
Somebody that did that. Okay.
Listen, you know your cousin always got a story. In 2000 and I believe 2006 or 2007, I lived in upstate Pennsylvania in the area of Wilkes-Barre. A couple of my cousins lived up there the same time. Those, all those small towns in PA are packed with people from the city. So you upstate PA, it's totally typical for you to meet people from Brooklyn, the Bronx, mm-hmm. Newark, New Jersey, Philly. People go up there. Half y'all baby dads up there because they owe people money. You know what I mean? Or they dropped out their gang because they was not built for it. They didn't put the bees down. And now they live in Peekskill, New York, okay? That's why he's there. It's not a girl. He's afraid, and he's smart, and he wants to live. So, but yeah, I was in Bulksbury. My cousins was up there from North Philly, too, and they get into this big group fight, right, Phelps? Mm-hmm. And they get into this fight at the park with adults from the hood. Adults whoop their ass. Black some of them, their eyes, fucked them up, stomped them out, okay? Police come to the scene. The adults are adult enough to know to run. They run. Only people left is the kids. They're beat the fuck up. They lock up all the kids. Mm-hmm. Those kids go to court. I remember my cousin was in trouble. She was probably like 13. She had never been in trouble before. She was a straight-A student. I mean, never got in a fight. She was just a good girl, whatever. And I remember me telling her mom, you don't need a lawyer. This is stupid. You're going to beat it. I remember the newspaper even came out and interviewed one of her friends with the black eye to talk about the story being crazy that they would be attacked by adults and they would respond this way. The newspaper, the local news. Wow. Not only does she lose court, this nigga gave her 6 months. That judge is named, because I think y'all know how fucked up the world really is. That judge is named, what the fuck? What's this nigga's name? That judge's name, Mark Ciavarella, Ciavarella. And he went to jail because they gave him 17 years because he was taking a check. It was a private prison that was a juvenile prison, and his friend owned it. Mm. So each kid he sent there, his friend sent them a nice, healthy check. Mm. And he was doing it every day, all day. Mm. So when my cousin came across his desk, she went to jail like everybody else did. Mm. But I remember distinctly telling her mom, you don't need a lawyer. It was a horrible time in all of our lives. It was horrible the whole time she was away because it was like, what the fuck? She's not a bad kid. But she's not a bad kid. So she went in there, did everything she had to do, extra right, and she got to get out. But a lot of kids wasn't that lucky. Solitary confinement, being beat the fuck up, all kind of crazy shit. But he went to jail. The program was talking about a whole nother juvenile detention. The problem is private prisons. Prisons should be owned by the people, the state, you know, like, you know, not some motherfucker, some rich nigga from Texas.
Jurors make the decision, right?
It's just who? The jurors. That's what you said? No, you're right. Jurors, yeah, jury, they do make the decision, but the conversation
and
really.
Taxpaying dollars and all of that.
Right. Like, it's my thing is, it shouldn't be privatized like a profit thing. These are humans. They shouldn't, you just shouldn't put it like, I think the same for medicine, but you know, nobody hears me. But you know, some places, you go to Britain, they have free healthcare.
Yeah.
They don't have a worry about that. Shit, over Canada here, you get cancer with the wrong insurance, you might as well get to picking your outfit out.
For real?
Because it's almost over. Boy, you ain't got no, you didn't got cancer in that gap. Now the welfare office ain't fucking with you. You ain't had nothing for 2-3 months. And you in between the gap. You done lost 50 pounds in 2 weeks. And you can't work in America. Pick that dress out. It ain't going to be a long fight. It's over. This is America. You got to have money to fight disease. Or you going to die. I don't give a fuck. Fuck America. Can we say it on YouTube? Fuck the United States. Take it out. Just take it out. But yeah, this shit really happens. That's why the program was really good. I watched 2 of them. I think it's 3-4 series. I'm going to be ready by the time the episode comes. So you watch it so we can chit-chat it up. Chit-chat it up. I hope y'all watch Trap Queens. I need somewhere to write. Write in the comments if you watch Trap Queens, the episode I asked you to watch.
You're my baby. Sorry, right?
Yeah, so she can come on a motherfucking show and really tell the real deal and everything that was left out on the motherfucking episode, nigga. What's next? Oh, I have a lot of DMs and a lot of what's it called? It's documentary on Black Twitter coming soon to Hulu. That's great. I'm still very upset that the fucking Freaknik documentary didn't come out. I scavenged the earth looking for that bitch before I found out it came out in 2025. All that buzz and media buzz about last year.
Yeah, I thought about that too. Yeah, I was like, did I miss it?
We don't need that kind of riling up. Just do it when it's time. Like, that's just cruel. I wanted to talk about, it's Women's Month. Happy bitch month. Who cares? Nelly says the 2000s was the hardest era of rap to come in. For you, for sure. Does that mean? Take it out. It's true. He had to compete with Hov and them. Take that out. That wasn't right. That was not right.
But the East Coast, all like, niggas always had to fight with the East Coast back then.
No, but he's saying he came up during the greats, period. Out of all the eras. But that's like, what about people that came up with the Drake, Nicki, Wayne joint? They shit was crazy.
Mm-hmm.
Not really. Jay-Z.
And back then, 50, the biggest artist wasn't about to collab neither.
Luda too. It's crazy because Luda was like this big star and that music is ass. Luda music sucks, but he was like so successful. And I know all his songs, but it's ass.
Luda was not ass.
Luda's ass to me.
I'm not following that.
Luda didn't flow well to now. None of you motherfuckers are saying put that new Luda on for the road trip. Shut up.
We ain't say putting
new. Shut the fuck up. Or the old Luda, nigga.
We not saying put new none of them niggas on. We just named.
I didn't mean to say new. I misspoke. But you're not going to run back no Luda.
I do.
No.
There it goes.
Luda's getting skipped. Luda's getting skipped. They're liars. Ludacris is getting. I already know you'll skip it.
Who, me?
Oh, yeah.
Oh. Yeah, he don't.
You know who on your favorite rapper was at that time?
I know who it is.
Ja Rule. It's my favorite thing to say. Onya used to love Ja Rule. Then I say,
Ja
the album was called Vinny the Vici Vici. Remember that album, Vinny the Vici?
Ja was tough, though.
What is niggas' obsession with Italian mobsters that hate niggas? Like, it's so weird.
Yo, that was never my thing. Like, why I follow that?
Yo, Gotti.
That was never my thing.
Shit, Beanie Siegel. I'm lying. Beanie Siegel was a Jewish gangster, if I'm not mistaken.
Okay.
Beanie Siegel was a Jew. Because it's another nigga with that name.
We from South Philly. The Italians is right there, so it's no lore.
Pun's era is so short because he died. He wasn't getting out. He wasn't getting awards and shit. We talking about hardest era to come up in competitive wise. So numbers, awards. Big Pun wasn't getting numbers and awards like
Nelly
that.
Nelly probably right, though. He probably right. Nelly,
yeah,
right?
Wasn't getting. Nelly that's
CDs and shit. He right. He right. I could have said, "Fuck, how you do that right there?"
That's so happy. That's so sad. What happened to Chingy? Chingy's whole career got fucked up because of that fucking trans girl Sydney.
That lied.
You know what I would have did?
See, no.
Bitch, I'm off Billboard and you out them panties, bitch. Even Steven. I am so tickled about Tom putting Drea in every fucking day of this week. That was so funny. Where's the voicemail, Tom? Okay. Good.
What's up, Mona? I had a really quick question. How did you overcome being the villain and damn near everybody's story?
You hear what she said?
No. What did she say?
How do you overcome being the villain and everybody's story?
You don't overcome it. You know, the thing about that whole being a villain and everybody's story is like, a lot of y'all that carry it like that, y'all like that shit. Like, y'all be liking them positions. Mm-hmm. Y'all want to be the one that say the crazy shit and do the crazy shit. And that's why on Thanksgiving, you don't have anywhere to go. Because nobody likes you. I can't relate and I can't answer that because I'm never the villain. I'm the problem solver. I give advice out. I help people get jobs and shit. You know what I mean? I give you hugs and stuff. I'm not trying to build no villain. That's not my thing. You know what I mean? Like, I don't like
that. They confuse high energy with negativity.
They do. Exactly. And they definitely, because that was so smart. Daddy? Damn. Who's ever sleep at? But no, and they also confuse my aggression, like my natural East Coast aggression, with negativity too.
It's not that.
Not true.
It's more love than...
I aggressively walk up to bums and buy them pizza for lunch. That's who Damona is. Y'all don't fucking know me. I am a multi-layered flower, delicate, with great pussy. You have to get to know me first. If you judge, you think you know this, you think you don't know me. I don't give a fuck. Anyway, I got a dark side of the DM, and the person, like, I don't want to say you big, but you did. He was like, please, please, please read it. I'm like, okay, I'll read it. But my problem with it is the length, babe. Like, the only way I think I could do this dark side of DM is if Zach puts it on the screen, because it's so, it's like an essay. It's like a college essay. This motherfucker's in school. It's too much.
No, nah. You ain't just flip through the
Hey, cousin Mona, I'm hoping you see this, because I'm at a very hard point in my life. I'm bisexual, and in 2021, I started this job and met a bunch of people, and I slowly became friends with them. At the time, I was very vulnerable because, like, this is crazy. I don't think I can get through it. At the time, I was very vulnerable because I had just got out of a very toxic relationship. Anyways, having straight male friends has always been a struggle for me, because they either get judged for being my friend and distance themselves, okay, use me to get closer to the females I'm friends with, or they secretly want to fuck me. This gay man's struggle is that men get up around him for his female friends, or they have genuine friendships and everybody else be like, what the fuck you doing hanging with them? So then they go away. Or they secretly want to fuck him.
That's crazy.
I keep telling y'all, these niggas are gay. They're gay. Your boyfriend, you, at home. His wee-wee smell like poop because he gay. He fucked a man today while you were at work. And it's not your fault. Pack your stuff. I love you. There was one in particular who truly I thought was straight, and he made me genuinely feel like he didn't care about my sexuality. A couple months later, his best friends who worked with us as well kept asking me to try and sleep with him just to find out if he was gay, because she's the one friend's baby dad told her that he knew that he was gay, but he didn't want to tell her how. The whole fucking group. Basically, their mutual friends started telling him, like, yo, I want you to fuck him to see if he gay, because his baby mom told him that her baby dad, his friend baby mom told him that her baby dad said, I know that nigga gay for a fact, but never told her how he knew for a fact, which makes her baby dad gay as well. Yes.
Yes.
A gay sniper. Call it. We're going to title this gay sniper. This shit just got crazy. The fact that I understood that first read makes me question myself. Like, what the fuck? Why did I get
the
that so
The way you
easy?
Read it, you read it so I understood it. Kwadi said it too fast. Kwadi said it too fast.
Yeah. Okay, where was I at? He knew he was gay, but he didn't tell her how. I chose not to because I didn't want to ruin my friendship with him, but they kept pressuring me. Fast forward some months, and later, the one female best friend begins sleeping with him. Her baby dad finds out and goes on a I don't know what you said, triad. I don't know if you made that up, or that's what y'all say in Milwaukee. A tirade. Delete that, because I was like getting on him. Did he at least spell it wrong? He spelled T-R-I-A-D.
Milwaukee.
Thank you. Thank you, God.
What's my son name?
Dummy.
Certified Trapper. Shout out Certified Trapper. Go ahead.
Yes, can you please? Okay. He goes on a tirade about how he's secretly gay and he's out here sleeping with men. Now, you follow the party? The nigga that was saying he was gay the whole time, his baby mom started fucking with her. Started fucking with him. No, he started talking crazy like he's gay. I told y'all he was gay. Remember, the nigga adjacent to him said he was gay from the gate. Then his bitch started fucking him. Now he's starting to tell everybody he's gay. Remember, he never would tell how he knew he was gay though. Yes. No, not yet. So, Kwadi, keep up. Okay. He goes on a tirade about how he's secretly gay and he out here sleeping with men. Everybody ignores it, but for some reason, I knew there was more behind it. Now it's 2022, and we go to Miami for my birthday. They continuously argue and honestly ruin my whole trip. The last day of the Miami trip, he kicks her and her cousin out the hotel he bought for us to stay in while we waited for our flight, and then bullshit ensued. He ended up coming on to me, and I folded. I know I'm wrong, and I've owned up to my part in that, especially because we kept doing it after Miami. She recently found out and took him on Steve Wilkos' show just to air out the dirty laundry, only to find out he was sleeping with her baby dad before me and him ever did anything. Well, we kind of figured that because how would he know he gay? He don't want to tell how, you know? She also found out he was sleeping with multiple other women. Now, they weren't together, but both of them are still sleeping with each other and still choose to remain friends. Yet, they're going all around our hometown on socials, making it seem like I was the cause of all this and I planned to come on to him. I didn't even tell all the details when she did confront me because he begged me not to let her know out of fear that he could never get back to his family. But when they went on Steve Wilkos' show, he admitted to it. So now I don't know what I should do. Part of me wants to lash out and the other part of me just wants to be done with the situation because the friendships with them were becoming toxic even before all this came about. What's your opinion? My opinion is...
You need to sell that.
You made that up. That's my opinion. That's my final answer. You made it up. Nobody went on Steve Wilkos. You don't even know these people. Why are you in this zoo of people? You need all new friends. If this story is true, you need new friends. You need to love yourself and stop trying to hang around people and attract the people to you. Stop going into friendship groups, being a new guy, and let the good... true, real friendships come to you. And stop giving your butthole up. You don't got to give your butthole up to everybody that asks for it. If I gave my butthole up to every man that asks for it, my butthole would be fucked up. My butthole would be in bad shape. So I can only imagine how your butthole is because it seems everybody knock on that door, you open it. Learn to say no. Stop sharing that bussy. That's your bussy. Don't you want to be married, picket fence, and adopt a child? Don't you want a nice gay family with some white children running around? Right? I'm not against gay adoption. Get the motherfuckers. They need somewhere to go. Lord knows y'all gonna dress them well. All I'm saying is stop giving up that bussy. Because it's coming on to me like you fucking everything. You done hit 10 niggas out the squad. Hit everything but some pussy. Have you tried, Cat? Don't knock it till you try it. I hope I made you feel better. This is nonsense. This is ghetto strifling. You need to move to another town. Act like you never met these motherfuckers. You need to be a good gay man. Get you a cardigan and a shoe boot from Aldo and settle down. Get you a nice nigga with a baldy that work at the mall. Y'all go get y'all a condo. No shaver. You don't have nothing to do with that.
Stop.
Just being real, Phelps. Just being real, fellas. So I guess I can wrap it up, really.
Please.
Have you had enough, babe?
I'm done.
You're done? Okay, well, I guess we can wrap it up. All my cousins, please watch the program. It's a really good joint. Watch all of it so we can chat about it. Oh my God, I really like Bryson Tiller's new song.
That nigga wish he was.
Yeah, he talk
on the Detroit beat.
He talking that
I didn't even know that was him the whole time.
Bryson, you got me a little moist with that. I like that. You got my mama a little ready to go. Go home and listen to them lyrics of that song. Tell me if you don't get moist. I love that. We're still manifesting health. It's not looking good, though. It is not. Woo! But yeah, I love y'all. I think I'm going to go. There's something else I wanted to say, but I just can't remember. Oh, this is the last thing. Mike Epps thing. Mike Epps came out and did an interview and said that before he dies, he wants to treat a woman right. He also said that when his mom was dying of COVID, that he had simultaneously had a baby. The baby looked just like his mom, but just because of that, he wants, you know, to treat a woman right. And his wife unfollowed him. But she ain't like that. I wouldn't have been offended by that. I would feel like he would have been trying harder. Yeah. You know? You bitches are so hard to please. I don't think my guest is that friendly. Every couple times I've seen him, he never looks friendly.
He said what's up to me.
Hey, buy those tickets for Philadelphia March the 20th. And the podcast is going on tour. Listen, for right now, all I know.
We can talk about it now?
Like, I don't fucking know, but I am. All I know right now is, and please, if you have any complaints, we're going to tag Legendary Dave Mays right here, and I want you to inbox him how you feel. Please, paragraphs only. Right now, the show cities are Detroit, Chicago, Miami, Florida, Atlanta, Charlotte, North Carolina, Brooklyn, New York, Washington, D.C., Baltimore, Maryland, New Brunswick, New Jersey. And to be announced. I think the to be announced should be a spot in South Jersey. What do y'all think? Please, I'm going to put his name right here. Please go to Dave May's DM and write him a paragraph about any of your complaints about the podcast, but especially this list. If you feel like your city should be in this list, go to this page right here and send it. Tell Let him know. Send it off, that motherfucker. Get your grandma and your son to write them too. That's the only way I'm going to get to come to this city. Okay? L.A. was there. Now it's not. Wowzers. Buy your tickets for March the 20th, and I'm going to be in Virginia March the 15th. Buy your tickets for that, too. All the information is in my link tree. Y'all stay black. Free the jails. Shout out to Beanie Siegel. Happy birthday, nigga.